Hey, Julie. We're here at julieland.com, and today I have Kelly Marie in studio with me. Hi, Kelly.
Hi, Julie.
Listen to that accent. Where are you from, Kelly?
I'm from Wales.
Wales.
For those that don't know, next to England.
Now, it's not a separate country, is it?
It is, yeah. You know, like, four countries make up Britain. So we've got Scotland at top, then England, Wales on the left-hand side, and just across we've got Ireland. So Northern Ireland is classed as Britain, and then Seven Islands independent.
I see. So but yet all together that makes up
Great Britain.
I did not know that. I did not know that.
No? There you go. Little geography lesson.
Wow, thank you. Holy cow. Now, Kelly, how long have you been in the US?
About sort of 6 years on and off, coming back and forth, working here and living here predominantly about 3 years.
So. How do you like it compared?
Oh, I love it.
You do?
Oh, it's so cold at home. It's freezing.
You look beautiful.
Thank you.
So you're all... You're sexy. You're a porn star. Can I say it?
Yeah, you can call me anything you like. How about that?
I'll be nice.
No, you don't need to be
you
nice.
You dirty girl. How about that? But so do you? You dress pretty sexy when you're not at work too.
You think?
I think so.
Yeah.
You know, you're wearing a top that's kind of like one shoulder bare and your nipples are hard and your tight jeans. Yeah.
Well, my nipples are hard because I'm looking at you and you're a hot chick.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Are you, you're more into girls?
Not more. I think really predominantly I'm more into guys, but I don't do the guys for work. I only do girls for work.
I gotcha. Uh-huh. Why is that?
I started off just sort of regular solo, you know, whatever. Got into the girls and basically have stayed so busy just doing that.
Why bother? Kinda.
Yeah, why bother? And as much as I love men. I'm single right now, but I love men. yeah. So basically, I'm just like in my own personal life. I think it would be a lot harder if I did have a boyfriend for him to accept. I don't know. You know what guys are like. Oh, yeah. They love to see you with another girl.
That's absolutely. Like, but hey, I'm going to go fuck Bob today. Yeah. I'll be home at 5.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, that doesn't fly as well as...
So, yeah, I just found that in my own personal life, I do like to have at times, you know, relationships. One day I want to get married, do the whole thing.
Right.
So, hey, right now I'm like, you know, dabbling with the boys, dabbling with the girls, and
very
having the best
nice
of it all.
Lifestyle you've got going there.
Why not?
Now, where did you start in Wales? Or where'd you start?
Well, I started in Wales just sort of regular modelling at 16.
Okay.
And at home, people who are familiar with Britain know Page Three. It's
yes,
tabloids,
absolutely.
Yeah. And I did that for a little while, and then I started doing the sort of top shelf magazines, if you like, Club and all the others. And I did a few Playboy mags, Playboy Laundry, Playmates in Bed.
Right.
And then went on to do Penthouse, and I was Penthouse Pet.
Excellent.
Pet of the Year runner-up.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, I've done all sorts, really. So it keeps me busy, and I have no complaints.
No?
None at all.
So... What, is it different, the business over here, than it was over there?
I don't think it's really different, to be honest. No, it's very similar, you know, same thing.
Is it as glamorous as it kind of sounds? I mean, you're making it sound like a very attractive lifestyle.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really glamorous. No, you know, you've done it for years. It's really a lot more tiring than people think. And there's a lot of travel required and a lot of, you know, you're up at all sorts of hours. And most people in normal jobs work Monday to Friday, finish at 5. And hey, they have the evenings and the weekends. Whereas, you know, Friday evening, we might be packing our bag like, hey, I'm off to shoot for the weekend or for the next week.
Right.
But I don't know. I think it is a glamorous job, but it's not all glamorous. Some people don't see that. But, oh, my God, I have a blast. There's nothing else I'd rather do.
That's awesome. Do you like... So when you do Girl on film too, right?
Yeah.
Not just stills?
Yeah.
And Is it good sex?
Oh, it's really good sex.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Do you have some certain girlfriends that you tend to work with, that you try to work with more?
To be honest, I mean, the best way to see what I've done is to go to my website.
Okay.
Obviously, you see all the different girls that I've been with on there. And also, unlike a lot of sites, they just give you like a 5-minute video clip, you know?
Right.
I give a full movie. It's like I give 20 minutes.
Wow.
So yeah, you can see some really hot footage on there.
And that's Kelly Marie.
It's Kelly Marie, and it's KelleMarie.com.
Perfect.
Yay. I'd love to have you on there with me.
Thank you.
But I've been shooting for your new site.
Yes, you shot with Richard Avery.
Uh-huh.
How was that?
Fantastic.
Yeah.
We did some beautiful, absolutely beautiful pictures that I'm really impressed with.
Dick's not too abusive or anything,
is he? Oh,
he's
so abusive, yeah.
You know, I've been trying to get this man laid.
Yeah?
And he seems to think that he's not all that, but he's...
Do you reckon? He's handsome. He's a star,
he's very handsome, and he's talented, you know?
I bet he's got a big dick as well. What do you reckon?
It could be. He's got big feet.
Uh-huh. You know what they say. Big feet, big socks. No, I'm playing.
Exactly. Big feet, big
maybe
shoes.
We should tie him up and just all abuse him for his birthday or something.
I really think we should.
Get all the girls together just to jump on him.
Do you like, like when you're shooting, do you like direction? Do you like to be on your own? How do you like a director or photographer to be?
This year's my 7th year in the business, and I think I have had the privilege, if you like, of working not only in America, but hey, all over Europe,
right.
You know, London, and I've worked with lots of different photographers, producers, blah, blah, blah. And I am now trying, I've been working on my own stuff, a lot of getting into directing and producing myself.
Oh, wow.
So yeah, I've brought out, like, there's been a couple of different movies that I've directed and produced, and I'm working on, doing a lot more. And I play as well, because as much as I'll do the hardcore movies, I do a lot of B movies and that sort of thing. I just finished shooting Psycho. It was a spoof, and I got to play Norman Bates. So
that's
fun. The killer, yeah. And hey, it was good. Yeah, it was fun. So,
do you like directing?
Yeah, I love it.
And
I
what
really
do you,
love it.
Do you, so you're directing hardcore.
Uh-huh. And even I think at some point I'm going to start hopefully getting on the other side of a camera a lot more for hardcore, but maybe for some of the B-movie kind of stuff I might help out with producing that.
Oh, wow.
I wanted to sit and talk to you, maybe have a coffee or something one day when you've got some time, but you've got your own toy line, and that's something I've been working on also.
Oh, good.
So, yeah, I can just
look. So what kind of toys?
Classic sort of vibrators, pocket rockets, strap on.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, so
good,
it's going to be fun.
What is your personal favorite sex toy that you use at home?
Ooh, well, I just got introduced to this new, on Sunday. You know the, like, Toshiba? It's a massager, they say.
Right, Hitachi.
Hitachi, sorry, not Toshiba. Oh my God. Yeah, it was the first time I ever used it, and I'm like still numb right now, to be quite honest.
Yeah, see, it's a little bit much for me.
Yeah,
it's
much.
Too overpowering. I'm just like, oh,
too much.
Yeah,
I like it. Yeah, I'm a whore.
I like it.
I was told actually to say I'm not a whore, I'm a slut, because if I'm a whore, I charge for it, and Kelly's just free. And I'm a slut.
Say it loud, say it proud. I'm a slut,
baby.
I'm a slut too. It's true. And how about, what kind of guys do you like?
I like men with big dicks and big wallets. No, I like them all.
Wow. Say what's on your mind. I like that. Big dicks and big wallets. In that order? Not necessarily.
Yeah, in that order.
Okay.
Priorities.
Yes.
No, not really. I like a guy with a personality. I don't really... go for a certain look. However, I was talking to Dick last night and he said, Kelly, you know what? The perfect man. And I swear he must have just been taping me or something, because last week I said the perfect guy would be a cross between Orlando Bloom and Johnny Depp. And he said last night, don't you think the perfect man? And I'm like, Oh my God.
Are you in my head?
Yeah. you'd have no idea.
Do you think they have big dicks, though? I mean, wouldn't that be such a shame to be Johnny Depp with a little dick?
Yeah, well, you know his face. That'll do it for
me. You just sit on it instead.
Yeah, that'll do it.
I know,
if
right?
If your dick's small, I don't care. There's your nose, love.
He is beautiful. Who else? Who else would you love to fuck?
Ooh, apart from Johnny and Orlando together,
can you imagine both? Oh my God, DP.
Hello.
Have you ever done that?
DP, only in my personal life, and I've never done it on film.
Which is really funny because I've only done it on film and I've never done it in my personal life.
Wow.
But I would like to. How did that was set up for you?
Well, to be honest, I do like anal sex in my personal life. Not all the time, not every day, you know, but... Yeah, every now and again. And I find at first it might hurt a little bit, but as soon as I relax, I have the best orgasm.
Oh, my God. Absolutely. Mm. Absolutely. Yeah. But so was it a boyfriend and his friend, or who were the two guys?
A few years ago, I got really drunk in a club and just ended up pulling one guy, and then he was with his friend, so I took them both home and did them both. Oh. Why not? They were handsome.
I am totally in awe of that.
And I was drunk. It doesn't take a lot.
Wow. And they DP'd you.
Pardon?
And they double penetrated both at you at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's brilliant.
Do you think?
And that's your only time?
Well, I mess around sometimes in my private life. If I'm with somebody, then, hey, I like to have a toy and a dick as well.
Right.
And, you know, I like to play. I get bored, so.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Like to mix it up a little
bit?
Yeah,
and some, you know, sometimes I just want to be fucked. Other times, yeah, tied up or,
wow.
You know?
How did you learn about sex?
I was way too young and... I think I've always been sexual.
Really?
In my teenage years, growing up, yeah, I've been sexual. I get the urge, and I love and enjoy sex. So,
oh, so good. Me
There's
too.
Nothing else I'd rather do.
How does your family feel about your career? Do they support you? Or?
Yeah, they do support me. At first, it was a little, you know, it's not sort of, hey, you want your daughter to leave home and...
Right.
You know, become Woo-hoo. A porn star. Woo! Yeah, let's celebrate. Well, my father, this is hilarious, actually. My father's way of telling me, my dad is very much Jack the Lad, you know, one of the boys, likes to drink in the pub every night with his mates. And he came over to me one night and was sat there and he said, Kelly, I opened a porn magazine. He said, and you were in it? And I said, well, you won't open another one, will you? And there you go. I don't think he was impressed. But, you know, it's not broadcast. When we have sort of Christmas dinner, we don't sit around the table and go, oh, Kelly, what do you, you know. But
right. They
know and they're fine.
Yeah. Well, that's good. You ruined porn for your dad.
I know, huh?
Damn it. Wait a minute.
That's the only reason he cared, I think, you know? It's like, not that you take your clothes off, but love, I'm about to have a wank and, you know. It's,
right.
It's not
quite. Can you send me some stuff you're not in?
Just write a list.
That's so funny. So, have you had any bad experiences in the industry?
Not really.
That's
no,
good.
In all my years of working, honestly, I have to say I've met some of the best people. I mean, I know there are, you know, in any walk of life, in any job,
sure.
You know, you get the sort of good with the bad, but I've made some of the best friends.
That's great.
Yeah, I have a really close, friendship. Yeah, friendships with a lot of the girls.
But oh, that's good.
When we're not working, they come hang out, call up and,
good.
Hey, what are you doing? I'll just come and hang and we'll go shopping or have lunch.
Do you have some advice for women that want to get in the business?
Just do it.
Yeah?
Yeah, just do it. Don't even think about it. Take your clothes off. Every everyone should be naked.
Take your clothes off, people. While you're listening to this, please be naked.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It's better.
Yeah.
You know, everything's...
It's a demand.
Absolutely.
Everyone, take your clothes off now.
So any dancing for you? Are you doing that kind of...
Well, I haven't danced for a few years. I used to dance at home as part of a road show, and it's been a little while. But lately I've sort of just not said, yes, I'm going to do it, but I've started contemplating with the idea. Yeah. And I'm thinking maybe I wouldn't be surprised if at a later date I start featuring.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm. I would like to.
Very nice. If a guy wanted to approach you and ask you out, what kind, like...
Buy me a vodka, love, and I'm anyone.
And that's it.
That's all it takes.
Do you, you know what? I think men make it a lot more complicated than it really is.
Yeah.
You know?
Hey, I don't play hard to get. You don't need to ask me twice.
Remember, she's a slut, you guys. She said so herself.
Seriously, though, I think, yeah, sometimes guys do take it too seriously. And just relax and, hey, come up. Want to buy me a drink? Fine, you know, start talking, make a joke. I like guys with a sense of humor. I like guys who, you know, don't take themselves too seriously, don't have too big an ego, and you know.
All right. Yeah. And don't be afraid.
Yeah, don't be afraid.
You know? Uh-huh. She might take you and your buddy home and bang you both.
Oh, you should be afraid.
Oh, listen to you. So what's next on the agenda? What's your schedule?
I thought I might take you home tonight, Julie.
Well, I walked in on you talking about all the G-string and dildos strewn around your room.
Oh, I know.
Is that what...
My house looks like a brothel, it does. Well, I'm really neat and tidy, okay? So when I'm home, I like my house to be clean and organized. And the girls laugh. I just have everything so, and that's how I like it. But if I've had a manic couple of weeks where I'm working, I sort of, you run in and, you know, you grab 10 G-strings, a few pairs of heels, a couple of toys, and hey, you're on your way. It's like work bag.
Right.
But then I went back through the door, I dump the bag down and do the same thing again. And last week, I think my landlord let the gas man in while I were out. And I went home and I just oh my God, I don't know what they must think. Because my whole living room's just, you know, the floor covered in G-strings, heels and dildos.
Like, a gas leak again?
I know.
I mean, like once a week stopping by. Be careful.
Oh, I don't mind.
Oh, I love it.
But you, I hear that you've been sort of getting into a lot more like even bondage-y stuff. That's been something that I've been doing a little bit of.
Yeah, no, did you get into the bondage like through the business, through friends and stuff?
Yeah, I just basically got asked to turn up and shoot it. You know, at times, hey, I've been asked to be tied up and do this.
Right.
And then done it and gone, hey, I like it.
You do?
Yeah.
You like it in your personal life?
Yeah.
I sometimes I get a little worried that I'm a little twisted, you know. I wonder... If that, you know, of course it's okay because I can do whatever I want. It's my life. But, you know, I like it extreme sometimes. I like, you know, getting slapped around.
Do you?
Which is funny because we were talking, you know, the movies. When you're doing Girl, does it get pretty extreme?
Yeah.
I mean, there's so much extreme
That's
porn
how
out there
I
right
like
now.
It. I mean, some of the stuff, when you say extreme, some of it, to be honest, is too extreme for my liking. And I just say, that's not even sexy. It's
yeah,
too
like
much.
Yeah, like the swallowing goldfish or the puking. I mean, none of that to me is sexy. I don't like it.
I'm just like, but otherwise, I like sex. And it's like with two girl sex especially, don't get me wrong, there are times when I just like to be soft and sexy and make love, but for the most time I want it. Do you know what I mean? And I'm like, yeah, it abuse me, let's get it on. So
let's
I don't want just two girls like, oh, gently touching each other's boobs.
Licker,
I'm like
licker.
Yeah, no, fucking rape each other. Am I allowed to say that? But
yeah,
you know,
you are.
Do it.
It's my show. It's my I love this. We've got brand names. We're talking about stars. This is great. Let me tell you. So what is some of the more wild movies you've been in? Give us some titles
Wilder
too.
Ones,
something that we should look for.
Okay.
And also, can I buy them at kellymarie.com?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You can go to my site also. Okay. But I've done Andrew Blake and one of his last movies, Hard Edge. I did the cover of that.
Beautiful.
I did the cover of a Vivid movie, Whatever It Takes.
Mm-hmm.
Metro, they produced a bestofkellymarie.com.
Awesome.
And that's a nice movie. Yeah, there's so many. God, I could sit here and bore you for hours and say, get this one, get that one. But do go check out my website.
Absolutely.
So I run it all myself as well, and fans can email me.
Wow, that's a big job.
Talk to me. I have a phone, but I take phone calls.
Wow.
Yeah,
I
masturbate.
Does it turns into listen. Phone sex?
Yeah.
That's what it is?
Uh-huh. Not solely. I don't say, hey, it's just phone sex.
Right.
Because some of the guys will call me and they just want to just talk and, you know, hey, how's your day? But others want phone sex. And I'm like,
and how much will that cost me?
You can go on and I do it through a company. So if you just click on and then you buy minutes through the company that I work with. And
okay.
Yeah, it's fun.
Oh, that's wild.
Give me a call. You can talk to me while I come, huh?
Wow. And do you usually, are you playing with yourself?
Yeah, too right.
Like, hello.
Of course.
Why
I
wouldn't
am.
I?
And you know, no, some of the guys are really horny. Like, they've got really sexy voices. And I'm at home on my own doing nothing sometimes. Like, hey, I'll turn my phone on. And some of them are so rude and call me up with filth and talk to me. And I'm like, say it again.
Keep talking about
that. I should be paying you.
That's funny. So you do the phone calls. And what else? So do you have a webcam?
I haven't done webcam as of yet. It's something I'm looking at doing. But right now, to be honest, to do a webcam means you need to be committed to do one day a week or a fortnight.
Sure.
And I've been running around working so much that I haven't been in one place long enough to say it's something I can set up and do regular. But I'm hoping to kind of not wind down from working, but concentrate more.
Transition a little
bit. Yeah, you know.
What the hell's a fortnight?
A fortnight?
Yeah.
It's 2 weeks.
Okay, I don't know.
My nanny used to, you know, a fortnight is basically 2 weeks. It's an English, expression.
I spoke English, but I guess not.
Me too, don't worry. Yeah. My nanny used to say, it makes no sense whatsoever. If it takes a man a week to walk a fortnight, how many apples in a bunch of grapes? Makes no sense.
I don't get it.
I know. Yeah. It's like,
wow, that confused.
Yeah,
all right, that one made my brain hurt.
I think she just used to say stuff like that to me. She was like, old, you know, fought in the war, and hey, Kelly, shut up for 5 minutes. Here you go.
That's funny. Oh, kellymarie.com. KellyMarie.com. You've got to check it out because you're looking at her hot pictures here on julieland.com, and it'll just make you want more, more, more. Sexy
Yay.
Girl. Thank you so much.
Thank you. So we must get together and do something.
I would like that very much.
Definitely.
Very, very much. Oh, I love my job. All y'all, thanks for listening. It's Hey Julie here at julieland.com. Later.